This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, May 2nd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the White House released President Donald Trump's 2026 budget proposal today. President Trump would either significantly cut or zero out spending on many government programs. The plan aims for steep cuts to child care, disease research, renewable energy, and peacekeeping abroad. Overall, it's a sizable reduction in domestic accounts of nearly 23%. At the same time, the White House said it's relying on Congress to unleash $375 billion in new money for the Homeland Security and Defense Departments. House Speaker Mike Johnson welcomed the proposal as a bold blueprint that reflects the values of hardworking Americans and the commitment to the American strength and prosperity. No easy road. A WOTUS hearing today hosted by the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers highlighted the vast differences of policy objectives by agriculture and environmental groups. Ag representatives said they want clearer definitions of some key terms used in the Clean Water Act. Environmentalists act for no changes to the WOTUS rule, arguing the Biden administration amended the rule finalized after the Supreme Court's ruling answered all the questions. This week's AgriPulse Newsmakers guest is Congresswoman Shelley Pingree. The Maine Democrat says the SNAP program should not be the source for improving the farm safety net.
One big issue is it makes a big mess of the farm bill, and everyone wants us to finish with that. But as to SNAP benefits themselves, we have a tremendous number of people in our state, you know, senior citizens, kids, veterans who depend on those SNAP benefits. It's only $6 a day. It really doesn't do that much, but it's a huge supplement for a lot of people who are struggling to make ends meet. So any cut to SNAP benefits will be a real problem for us. I don't think they'll get Democratic support from virtually anybody.
Pingree says taking money from SNAP is counterproductive to the spirit of farm and nutrition policy.
Look, I understand that those farmers have been anxious for us to make up those numbers, get the farm bill done, you know, deal with the commodity programs and the crop insurance. That's real. But we can't rob Peter to pay Paul. The farm bill has always been an amalgamation of, you know, our nutrition programs coming together with our agricultural programs. And let's not forget, many of the farmers are actually earning some of their dollars from supplying the SNAP benefit program. So this hurts our rural economies in so many ways, small grocery stores. It's just a bad idea. There's no way to go about doing this.
Pingree says the minority side of the aisle has priorities. Taking money from SNAP or from conservation programs is not on their playlist.
But one of the big ones for us has been moving those IRA conservation funds into the baseline. You know, we have had so many farmers who have signed up for programs like EQIP and REAP and really seen the benefit on their farm. And now some of that funding has been blocked. Hopefully it's coming back. But making that consistent and over the long term would be great for us. My state's really worried about PFAS. We've had a lot of farmers impacted by PFAS in their soil from sewage sludge being spread years ago. I'm always big on the local food programs. We have a lot of small farmers who have, you know, CSAs or who sell local farmers markets. That's an important thing for us. I'm interested in specialty crops, organics. I've been interested in more infrastructure around meat and poultry. We also have the aquaculture side, which a lot of people don't think about, but has a huge impact in Maine.
Pingree says she believes cuts at USDA should not come from county offices.
I know in my home state, these field offices have been devastated. We had one that had six people in it, is down to one. We lost four engineers in the program. They're hard to get. And, you know, this is one of the things on both sides of the aisle. People have been saying we need boots on the ground to help our farmers. And these are taking away the very people that help them apply for those grants, get the support they need, help with their loans, come out to their farms and advise them as engineers. So we've only seen devastation. None of this was waste, fraud, and abuse. I don't know what they're talking about, to tell you the truth.
You can hear the entire interview on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers at www.agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farming is unpredictable. Taxes shouldn't be. Make the expiring Tax Cuts and Jobs Act provisions permanent. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.